From the Internet Work Studios at iNet Radio, it's the Mickey Golden Program. You're listening to the Mickey Gordon Program. Not quite famous Mickey Gordon Program from iNet Radio. No. All right, oxymorons. Now, in case you didn't know, I'm sure you did know, but any oxymoron is a figure of speech in which apparently contradictory terms appear together. Yeah. So here we go. Here's one for you. Act naturally.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
Found missing. There you go. Same difference.
Yeah. We do. We have a lot of weird things we like to say.
Yeah. Almost exactly.
Yeah.
Sanitary landfill.
Yeah.
Then there's legally drunk.
Yeah.
And living dead.
Yeah.
Other oxymorons on our list. Small crowd.
Yeah.
Business ethics.
Yeah, that is an oxymoron.
Then there's Peace Force.
Yeah.
Plastic glasses.
Yeah.
Tight slacks.
Yeah.
Pretty ugly.
Yeah.
And my favorite from the radio world where we come from is the term soft rock. Soft Rock 107 with your soft favorites. Here's Broco Harum on Soft Rock 107. Mickey Golden. Mickey Gordon Program from iNet Radio. How about some trivia?
Trivia.
Yeah, we can do that. Each year in the U.S., around 29,000 people are injured by what?
I'm going to go with their wife.
No, I'll go with the wife thing. Bill?
Oh, yeah, the wife.
Yeah, so each year, 29,000 people, you guys all say, are injured by what? Their wife.
Yeah, their wife.
Nope, actually, here's the real answer. Each year in the U.S., around 29,000 people are injured by chainsaws.
Wow.
Number for the day today, 93.7 million.
Wow.
That is the number of pounds of lobster caught in Maine last year.
Pretty severe.
We got some wacky but true coming up for you. Mickey Gordon Program from iNet Radio. Mickey Golden from iNet Radio. Time for Wacky But True.
Yeah.
Real stories from around the world you probably have not heard about.
Yeah.
A young girl in China who spent years chewing at her hair had a massive 3-pound ball of hair removed from her stomach.
Gnarly.
Yeah. The 8-year-old had been eating her own hair since she was 2 years of age. Guess that stuff doesn't digest.
No.
Neither do fingernails. I think they just pass out the pooper.
Mm-hmm.
Drivers in Cleveland got a surprise when they encountered two police horses trotting against traffic on Interstate 90.
Yeah. The cops weren't on them, right?
Nope, they were by themselves. The horses, part of the Cleveland Police Department's mounted division, had escaped from their stables and made their way onto the busy highway.
Yeah.
A video from the Ohio Department of Transportation showed the horses causing chaos as they weaved through traffic, ultimately bringing it all to a standstill.
Yeah.
A police cruiser was seen following the animals with its lights flashing as they made their way off the highway and onto a side street. No injuries occurred. The mounted officers were able to safely retrieve those horses.
Yeah. Oh, see, that's happy news.
Yeah. In Indiana, a woman is facing multiple felony charges.
Really?
She allegedly deceived her husband into thinking that they had purchased a home when in fact they had not.
Interesting.
Kind of a wacky lady. Yeah, Courtney L. Davis reportedly faked financial documents and even broke into the vacant home to make it seem that they were moving in. So eventually, police were called to the scene after the property owner reported seeing the couple unloading boxes at the house. They claimed they had been given the keys by their realtor. Further investigation revealed that the sale was never finalized, and the couple had used fraudulent paperwork to try and secure the home.
There you go. Busted.
Deer Creek High School in Oklahoma is facing scrutiny after students were caught on video licking peanut butter off of people's toes during a fundraising event.
Oh, I think I saw this one.
That showed up on the television. Yeah, the video surfaced on social media. Despite the backlash, the school district defended the event.
You say licking peanut butter off somebody's foot?
Yeah. They stated that students had volunteered for the activities and that the money raised was for a good cause. The school apparently raised over $150,000 for Not Your Average Joe Coffee, which is a chain that supports individuals with disabilities. No school faculty or staff participated in the peanut butter licking.
As long as they didn't participate, that's fine.
Mickey Gordon program for Minded Radio. More wacky but true coming up. Listen every day to the Mickey Gordon program.
Come on, man.
You're gonna love it. German police.
Insomni.
They arrested a flasher who stumbled over his dropped pants during an aborted attempt to flee. Yeah, a woman called police after spotting the half-naked man on her terrace.
Yeah.
When police arrived, the 34-year-old man tried to escape, but tripped over his pants around his ankles and fell to the ground.
He's having a bad day.
A quick stupid joke of the day is coming up.
Wow, it's Mickey Gordon.
Time for the stupid joke of the day from the not quite famous Mickey Gordon program. And here it is. A minister parked his car in a no parking zone in a large city because he was short on time and couldn't find a space with a meter. So he put a note under the windshield wiper that read, "I have circled the block 10 times.
Yeah.
You okay over there?
Yeah.
I circled the block 10 times. If I don't park here, I'll miss my appointment.
Yeah, somebody could be punching out.
Yeah. Please forgive us our trespasses. When he returned, he found a citation from a police officer along with this note. I've circled the block for 10 years. If I don't give you a ticket, I'll lose my job. Lead us not into temptation.
Cute.
Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. More stuff coming up.
Mickey Gordon on iNet Radio.
Listen now. Well, some people put together a list on the internet saying they can't believe these things still exist in 2024. Things that still exist in 2024 that you would have thought have gone away. And here they are. Unstackable cans. They still exist. Supermarket tabloids still exist.
Yeah, I know. I've seen them.
Holocaust deniers, flat earthers, and science deniers, they still exist.
Yeah.
Those are the crazies.
Yeah.
No kidding. Phone books, they actually still exist in some places.
Yeah.
Changing the clock twice a year. Yeah, that still exists.
It's true.
Dry counties where alcohol can't be sold. They actually still exist.
Wow, that's wild.
And then we've got having to file your taxes and not just getting a tax bill from the government. That still exists.
Yeah.
And the final thing that many people are surprised still exists are the Kardashians. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. News, entertainment, and stuff. The Mickey Gordon program. Got some trivia for you from the not-quite-famous Mickey Gordon program. Trivia gang.
Hey.
More money is spent on this hobby than any other.
Plane building?
Model cars? Bill?
I don't know. A hobby? How about ballroom dancing?
You're all wrong. Yeah, more money is spent on this hobby than any other. What is gardening?
Yeah, something.
There we got this one. The 1987 movie Predator was unique for being the only movie that ever had three what?
Oh, I think I know. Candidates.
You got it right, Bill.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah. This was candidates for governor. So in the 1987 movie Predator, you had Arnold Schwarzenegger from California, Jesse Ventura from Minnesota, and Sonny Landham from Kentucky. Sonny was the only one who didn't win his election. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. We get some more wacky but true coming up for you. Mickey Gordon. All right, we're here. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. A man in Indiana found himself in handcuffs after a mishap at a Top Golf driving range.
Ow.
That'd be good. Yeah. Police say that Anthony D. Hurd Jr.
Jr. Anthony D. Hurd Jr. What was Anthony doing?
Anthony D. Hurd Jr., who is prohibited, or who was prohibited felon in a possession of a firearm, accidentally fired his gun while swinging a golf club.
Yeah. Yeah, that right?
They didn't write that right.
No.
The incident took place on Friday when officers responded to a gunshot report at Top Golf. Now, Hurd and most of his associates had already left the scene by the time police arrived. Investigators reviewed surveillance footage, and the footage clearly showed Hurd swinging a golf club when the gun discharged. Heard then attempted to nonchalantly continue playing golf. But eventually he left the premises along with others from his group. Court records indicate that Heard pleaded guilty to a similar charge last year and was placed on probation. He was still wearing a GPS monitor when he had the incident at the Top Golf. Gun discharging while he swung. Since he had that GPS monitor, it helped law enforcement track him back to his residence after the incident. No word on charges, though.
Yeah.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. You can't make this stuff up. Finally, a dispute at the salad bar turned into a brawl at a retirement home in Spain.
Oh, Mo, here we go.
Yeah. A man took a bite out of another guy's arm and other residents suffered minor injuries in the salad bar brawl.
Yeah.
Police said an 82-year-old man picking through the lettuce was what started it. His picking through the lettuce disgusted an 86-year-old who was standing in line behind him. The 86-year-old yelled and cursed at the salad picker, and then punches were thrown. Then a 79-year-old man got involved and threw a punch or two. Total damage. One bitten arm, two black eyes, a scratched head, and blood in the salad bowl.
Gnarly.
Come on, man.
And that's all she wrote. Not quite famous Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. I want to thank you for listening today. We greatly appreciate it, and we will do it again very, very soon. You be good. That's the not quite famous Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio with Mickey Gordon, Magic Mark Chickasaw Rickshaw, the Professor Fatso Puny, President Bill Clinton, a boy named Sue on the equipment, Dr. Fauci with medical advice, and Cosmic Louie with astrology. The Mickey Gordon program. Copyright 2024 Internetwork, iNet Radio.